Recorded Books presents Blind Trust by Natalie Walters, narrated by Morgan Hallett. Chapter 1. How much longer? Lila Fox gritted her teeth at the voice echoing through the tiny earpiece. Working on it. She kept her voice low. Not all of us are computer geniuses. Like Kakoa Young, Snap Agency's cyber guru, who was now chuckling in her ear. Casting a quick glance over her shoulder from her desk at the front of the office, Lila checked exam room 4, where Gretchen was getting vitals on an elderly patient named Claude. The door was still closed, as was the door across from it. She exhaled. The last thing Lila needed was for Dr. Castillo to catch her stealing files.
I prefer hunky Hawaiian cyber god, or just hunky.
I'll leave that nickname to Eleanor. Lila wrinkled her nose. Girlfriend only material.
Oh, she calls me. Can we keep the comms clear of unnecessary chatter?
Lila rolled her eyes at Nicholas's gruff tone. She pictured the skin between his brows pinched in agitation. It made her smile. She took far too much pleasure in getting under Nicholas Garcia's skin. He was too serious, a real killjoy.
Pardon?
Oof, had she said that last part out loud? She wasn't wrong. At least not entirely. Over the last couple of years, Lila had begun to wonder if Nicholas knew there were other emotions besides serious. She believed it had something to do with his military career, which he rarely talked about. But there were little moments when she'd seen that somber facade crack and... The computer screen glitched, and Lila jerked forward, her sudden movement shifting the chair on wheels sideways so her knee hit the side of the desk. Ignoring the sharp pain, she watched the transfer stall at 47%. Something's wrong. Lila moved the mouse, but it only caused the rotating circle of annoyance to pop up on the screen. It stopped. Something's not right. She tapped the enter key a couple of times, clicked the mouse.
Stop hitting keys, Kakoa said. I'm going to interrupt the...
You'll never guess what Porridge did this time. A familiar female voice spoke up behind her. Lila's fingers flew over the keys, but the screen wouldn't change. So she quickly hit a button, returning it to the desktop display. She prayed Kakoa could still do whatever he was about to, and they would get the evidence they needed. Heart pounding in her ears, she spun in her chair to face Gretchen and smiled innocently. Tell me. Gretchen Newhouse was a nurse in her mid-50s with 2 grown kids who hadn't given her any grandkids yet, so she focused all that grandmotherly love on Dr. Castillo's patients. She dropped her clipboard on the desk and leaned against the wall. I couldn't do it justice. Thumbing at the exam room she'd just exited, she said, You have to hear Claude tell it.
Don't worry, sis. File's downloading.
Kakoa spoke softly in her ear.
Just need a few minutes.
Good thing Claude likes to talk. Gretchen gave Lila a strange look. He does, but it's because he's lonely, honey. You weren't here when his wife, Patty, was alive. He didn't come into the office near as much then. I think he just wants someone to talk to. Breaks my heart. Lila's too. Claude Miller was sweet and lonely and loved talking about his dachshund Porridge. In the last month and a half since she'd been working undercover as a receptionist for Aspen Hills Medical Center, Claude came in at least once a week with a variety of issues that never really amounted to more than just a vitals check. He was a retired Army veteran, unaware that the FBI
Sample complete. Ready to continue?